Good morning. It's Monday, the 5th of April, and welcome to BBC Three Counties Radio, broadcasting from studios in Bedford, Hertford, Aylesbury, Luton, Milton Keynes, St Albans, Hemel Hempstead, Welwyn Garden City, and Stevenage. With correspondents across the three counties and around the world, we bring you an unrivaled service of international, national, and local news, plus travel information every 15 minutes during the rush hour and every 30 minutes throughout the rest of the day. We keep you in touch with what's happening locally and in the world of arts and entertainment. You can hear us across the three counties on 103.8 FM stereo and 630 kHz AM. In Milton Keynes and the Ouse Valley, we can be heard on 104.5 FM stereo, and in Bedford on 95.5 FM and 1161 kHz AM. With news, talk and music for Beds, Hearts and Bucks, this is BBC Three Counties Radio.
BBC Three Counties News at 6 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Gail Sanderson. Further details have been emerging about how a teenage anti-blood sports protester from Milton Keynes was killed at a meeting of the Cambridgeshire Hunt. A saboteur says 15-year-old Tom Warby, who was from the Conyborough estate, died after he fell under the wheels of a horse box as it was leaving the village of Wearsley on the Bedfordshire and Cambridgeshire borders. BBC Three Counties News, it's 6:05.
BBC Three Counties Radio, it's Chris Whitehead.
And a very good Monday morning to you. Welcome to a new sound across Beds, Hearts and Bucks, and I hope you'll make a point of joining us each day here on BBC Three Counties Radio. Now this morning, here on Breakfast in Beds, Hearts and Bucks, here are some of the things we'll be hearing about between now and nine. A 15-year-old anti-blood sports protester is killed at a demonstration on the Bedfordshire-Cambridgeshire border. We have a special report. Also today, how the victims of domestic violence are being helped by police in Luton. Thousands march in London at a peace rally organised by members of Britain's Irish community. We have the first in a series looking at life in Woodhill Prison in Milton Keynes, one of the country's newest prisons. Also today, the Grand National turns, of course, into a major farce. We talk to bookies Ladbrokes and ask, what does the future hold for one of the world's greatest races? And we go in search of the elusive Aylesbury Duck. All that, plus travel, weather, sport and music.